picture of that crater. We were driving, we were going above the road head it's going through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
That's a nice one.
Okay, Tony, there's a, that to me looks like just a big sink feature, John. Tony, the road had us, the map had us going,
Okay, we're definitely in the regolith right now, Houston. Because, see how these blocks are all laid in there?
Yeah.
Remember how it was up at that crater, at Schooner?
Yeah.
Those rocks are laid into the ejecta blanket?
Yeah.
That's where they came from.
Okay, Tony, at 191, at 3.1. We're coming into some good-sized, whitish-looking rocks that are 3 or 4 meters across. They're fractured. And there's probably a permanent shattered sample. No,
if you didn't know better, you'd say that they were bedrock outcrops, but they're just laid in there, I'm sure, from North Ray.
And as we go to the southeast side of North Ray, there is a big sink feature, a big pit, that's elongate east-west, and we could drive in it from the east, but once you get to the south of South Ray, it is really a deep pit, Tony, and that ridge line that we saw from the limb is on the west side of that deep pit. It's probably 100 meters below the rim of North Ray. Over.
Okay, we copy that. And on the boulders you're looking at now that you think might be throwing in, you might talk about the fillet sizes away and towards the crater and see if that corresponds with the secondary.
Okay, well, we passed, we're not close to any of them right now. We're in a very smooth area. We're in this at 3.4 at 190. We're down in this area where I just described it. It goes into that big pit off to our west.
I understand.
About a crater diameter from north. About a crater diameter from North Ray, off to the east. I see some 3 meter boulders that are all rounded, and sitting in the ejecta with or in the regolith. With good fillets. Okay, now here's one, Tony, off to the right.
The bag fell off again, Charlie.
At 3.4,
it did. Yes.
That's supposed to happen. Okay, with the, it's a 2 meter size bowler with a fillet that's looks like sort of equidimensional around the bowler. Equal
okay,
height,
I understand.
Say.
You see any class in these boulders?
Another 1 meter.
Oh, man.
They just look whitish to me.
Okay.
That was another one we just passed, 1 meter size. It had the biggest fillet upslope.
There's a new crater right there, Charlie.
Right to the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. Tony, these craters that we call secondary that are indurated, I frankly think are very, very fresh craters because it looks very cloddy around them. And the other ones that are secondaries do not appear that way. Over.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure that this it's such an old crater that the secondaries aren't eroded down. We've really got good going right here.
Yeah.
Now before we get too far along, let's study this thing and see if we can figure out a way to get up that rim without going through all the boulders.
Okay. John, see that big one off to the right over there?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, I think up that slope looks to me to be the best. Of course, it might be straight ahead, might be best.
Well, I don't see any rocks straight ahead.
All right, let's go straight ahead. Okay, Tony, we're heading about 300 and 187. The large boulders, Tony, will be off to our right. There's a black to brownish looking one, and then there's a solid white one. Off towards this right at the base of Smoky Mountain and in North Ray. That might be worth a little jog over there if it's not too far. It's the most unique white boulder we've seen.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind on the way back. Did you get a bearing range again?
Okay, we're at 370. coming at 186. And we just passed some very frothy, two frothy looking boulders. The biggest one is perhaps 5 meters across. And they have a vertical joining or fracturing to them. And they have a frothy appearance to it. I'm about 20 meters from it now.
This sounds really great.
Okay, so, man, that is a big rock.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, they're not any house-sized rocks, but the biggest ones are maybe 5 meters. And it's really smooth, except for these big rocks out here. It's a smooth going. And
right,
that's a little fresh. That's a real fresh little crater right there. See the,
yeah,
the rays off to the left?
Yep.
It's about a meter size.
Hey, could you use a couple more words to describe that frothy rock?
It's got a hackly surface to it.
They're black. They're black colored, right, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going up a pretty steep slope right now, Houston. We're good. I think we're almost at the rim, Charlie.
Yeah, we are. Looks like we're just about 20 meters from the rim.
I'm going to slow down here.
Yeah, you think you'll be all right? How about hooking a right over here, John? Via.
Oh, we got you about 500 meters from
coming to the rim. Hey, I don't believe it, but...
Okay, we'd like you to go to 12 frames
right
per second.
Okay. You got it.
Okay. Just going to make some great pictures.
Okay.
We're on a relatively flat surface now.
Okay, the rocks here, Tony, are all rounded. Well, most of them, 70% of them are rounded. And the other ones are subangular, mostly dust covered, grayish in color. The big rocks are not on the rim, Tony. The big rocks are further away from the rim. At least we can't see any big rocks as we approach the rim, but we're still climbing up slope.
Okay.
Man, look, there's a tremendous one. There's a 10-meter boulder off to the right over there, John. There's a fresh crater, really fresh one, that has a white interior that's punched in about 2 meters deep, and that was at 181 at 4.0. Hey, it looks like to me we're the rim. Hey, there's some beautiful white ones over there.
There we go,
Charlie. 2 o'clock. Think this is the rim, right here?
We still think you're about 500 meters.
We'll be able to sample these white ones. Here's some. We are. There's the rim. Up there.
There it is.
Sure is, Tony. You were right. We just climbed what we thought was the rim was one of these little hummocks.
Right.
Little hummocks, it was a
just
pretty
like mountain
hummock
climbing, there's always another ridge.
And I'm going to pan. Okay,
well,
I'm going to pan the deck around to get to that boulder field that goes up to North Smoky Mountain. It's really tremendous. The boulders are very angular over there. They're gray, dark gray in color, and some of them are almost solid white. The most unique ones appear to be solid white. Up on the rim here, they appear to be almost white, none of the dark ones. And we're at 180 at 4.1, smooth regolith.